Hello everyone, I'm Kirsten Barnicott. I am the Academic Secretary of Big Spud. I'm a lecturer in Mental Health Services Research at City University of London. I've been carrying out research since 2008, mainly focused on understanding the experiences of people who receive the personality disorder label, understanding their experiences of psychological interventions in particular, and the intersections with complex trauma, parenting, perinatal mental health and autism.
My name's Oliver Dale. I'm a consultant psychiatrist and a Jungian analyst. I'm one of the co-presidents of Big Spud and have been since, I think we were elected in March 2018. In my day job, I work as a consultant in a community mental health team in Hammersmith and Fulham. But previously I used to be the clinical lead for the personality disorder pathway in West London NHS Trust.
So Ollie, Big Spud is the British and Irish group for the study of personality disorder. That's a bit of a mouthful. Can you tell us in a nutshell what Big Spud is and who's involved in this group?
Big Spud started around 20 years ago as a small conference for clinicians and researchers interested in the field of personality disorder. Over the years, it's evolved. And I think a few years before I became involved with it, it began its journey in co-production. And increasingly, we've been a very diverse group of people interested in trying to make services and communities more effective in the way they deal with the difficulties associated with personality disorder. What that looks like in practice is we are clinicians, commissioners, policymakers, carers, service users, lived experience practitioners, a whole bunch of people who meet once a year at a conference. And but there are also other activities that go alongside that. Really, we're a bunch of people just really interested in trying to make this quite complex area of mental health better. It's a really contested area, both the label personality disorder, but also the construct behind it. I would say that we've grappled with this quite a lot. I mean, we're going to continue to work on our approach to some of these the conflicts that are within our field. The way Big Spud has approached it is to try to develop some value statements. And if you go to the website, you will see those there. Effectively, we are a learning organisation that is interested in trying to understand this complex area as much as possible, but also to disseminate that knowledge. And a part of that is ensuring that we are a diverse organisation, which has plurality in opinion. So if Julia were here, she would tell you that we've got to be a big, a broad church, a big tent. And that sometimes means we bring people who've got really very different views into give talks. One of the other things you'll find that's a bit interesting about Big Spud is we actually have only a limited number of plenary talks. And the majority of the speakers are people who have applied to give presentations and submitted abstracts. And that makes it a really rich conversation, I think.
So, Kirsten, let's talk a bit about the conference. We'll get into the detail of who you've got speaking and what sort of sessions you've got in a while. But tell us first why you're having this annual conference in the first place. It's in Northampton on the 14th, 15th and 16th of June. Yeah. Why?
The annual conference is just a fantastic chance to bring together a whole range of diverse people who are passionate about improving the lives of people diagnosed with personality disorder. The people who attend our conference include clinicians and practitioners, commissioners, people with lived experience of the diagnosis of personality disorder, people who are loved ones of others with this diagnosis, and commissioners as well, just a whole range of people. And I think the conference is a great chance to bring all those people together, to find out what everybody's doing, to learn from each other, and to find out and debate the latest research and thinking in this field as well.
Why is that combination particularly important for Big Spud?
Big Spud is about the real world. It's about understanding people's day-to-day experiences and trying to make that better and trying to make services better in the real world. And I think that does attract a whole range of people. And as Ollie said, we also, it's an important part of our values to include a whole diverse range of people from different walks of life, different experiences and different viewpoints. So that's something we actively try to promote as well.
It inevitably involves, in this particular area, dealing with inequality. So the people that we're trying to help, their difficulties have often arisen because of adverse experiences, particularly in childhood, and other other issues around intersectionality and so on. So it is a political issue that we're dealing with. As a membership organisation, so we do rely a lot on our members helping us think about how to approach things. So one of the things that Julie and I wanted to do when we took over as co-presidents was develop our executive more, so that it was more organised and more representative. And the other thing we wanted to do was interrogate this label more. And in doing so, one of the biggest issues, obviously, that a lot of your listeners and followers will understand, is around these two words, personality disorder, and how contentious they are. And so one of the things that we want to do is to really open up, what are we going to do about this? Because actually, if we think about our desire to be diverse, those two words mean that an awful lot of people don't come and don't engage with us. And so in actual fact, a lot of the conflict happens outside of the conference. And that's not that helpful. It's not good for us because we don't learn as much as we could, and it's not good for other people because they feel excluded. So I think what you will also see in this conference is us, again, trying to really grapple with this problem and move from a place of thinking about it and talking about it into action.
Let's move on. Let's talk a bit about the actual speakers and how the conference is going to be organised in terms of sessions and talks, etc. So, Kirsten, do you want to go first? Do you want to sort of highlight, you know, two or three speakers that you're really looking forward to hearing from?
Sure. I think I'm particularly excited to hear from Dr. Colin King. He is the lead of the Whiteness and Race Equality Network at the University of Oxford, and he's also the head coach for the Black and Asian Coaches Association. And he's leading some really important work examining issues around diagnosis and race from the perspective of what it means to be white as well as what it means to be black. And he brings his lived experience of these issues as well. So he's really going to, I think, get us to think critically about the mental health system and how it interacts with racial identity and with racial inequality, and how that relates to the construct of personality disorder. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we've got a number of other talks at the conference as well around a similar theme, which I think will tie in really nicely. And I'm also really excited that we are going to be hearing from Thanos Karatsias and Martin Bohus. Thanos is a professor at Edinburgh Napier University. And Martin is a professor at the University of Mannheim. And they both specialise in the area of complex post-traumatic stress disorder. So Thanos will be, he's a sort of a leading figure in understanding complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a new diagnosis in ICD-11. And he is going to be talking to us about the interrelation between the construct of complex post-traumatic stress disorder and the construct of borderline personality disorder. which I think is going to be really important to think about now that this diagnosis is coming into ICD-11. And then Martin Bohus has decades of expertise in both research and clinical work with people with a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder who've experienced trauma and are experiencing PTSD. And he's done some internationally leading research in how to help people address their PTSD symptoms in a way that is safe and relationally containing and effective. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting to hear from him as well.
How about you, Ollie? What are you looking forward to?
So I'm going to just pick up two. I have to say, when Kirsten and I were speaking with Julia about all the plenaries and the rest of the programme, it was really quite exciting to see what we got lined up. But there are two I just want to mention. You never quite know where a speaker's going to take you. But I can tell. So I'll tell you why I have invited them. So the first is a double act. So Melanie Ball and Fiona Thompson, both lived experience practitioners who work at CNWL NHS Trust. So I once heard them give a talk at the International Democratic Therapeutic Community Conference that we held at the Castle Hospital. Way before COVID, a few years ago now, and they did this amazing piece where basically it was framed as a letter between two patients in a therapeutic community and how they were able to help one another in their journey through the treatment. And it really it sent shivers down my spine. So that's one of the highlights. Some of you will have heard of Mel and Fiona speak before. They really are excellent speakers. The other one that I'm really interested and excited about is Andy Bell. So Andy Bell, you'll know from the Centre for Mental Health. He's done a lot of work on all sorts of different things. But I've asked him if he would talk about the Mental Health Act. So some of you will know that this is going through, well, I think it's being written as for the revised version, of the next version of the Mental Health Act is being written by the civil servants at the moment. And I think this is a really fundamental bit of work that's going on that we have to engage in. So the Mental Health Act effectively enshrines an ethical approach to how we treat and work with people who are struggling to engage in our communities and in our life, in their life as well. It's really important that we find a way of finding legislation which is, I think is much needs to be much more humane than it currently is. There are lots of patients who are forcibly treated and their lives are restricted in a way which is very questionable. You may have seen earlier in the year that Big Spud put out a report on out-of-area hospital placements, in which an awful lot of people, probably a few thousand, are detained for very, very long periods of time and given treatment, which is often very distressing to them. And a lot of that is driven by people's concern around risks. And I think this, Keir Harding will also talk about it with Holly Berrigan in one of their sessions. There's a way in which risk can escalate intervention in a way which becomes very destructive. And at its heart is this Mental Health Act. The current act gives doctors an enormous amount of power. And part of the dilemma for the doctor is when there's a sort of expectation to use it. And so a lot of doctors are quite frightened that they will become blamed if and when things go awry. So there's a sort of an aversion to treating people in the community when there are lots of risks, because it does end up in inquiries and what have you. And the So there's something quite complicated that us as a community and us as a society need to engage with here. And it will all get boiled down into what happens in that act at some point. So I'm really excited to have Andy come because when I'm also picking and inviting speakers, I'm afraid to say I'm often doing it because I'm interested. I want to know what they're going to bring. And Andy, I'm sure, will teach me an awful lot about this area.
And this year, Kirsten, we're also going to be taking it beyond the room. We're going to be at the conference in Northampton, but also doing lots of social media, lots of podcast interviews. So I guess there'll be an online audience as well. Why is that important for Big Spud?
I think it just enables a much wider range of people to engage in the conversation. We've got 400 people coming to the conference in person, which is great, but that's just a tiny subsection of the people out there in the world that care about the lives of people diagnosed with personality disorder. So, I think having the live tweeting, having the podcasts will just allow a much wider range of people to engage in that conversation and have their voices heard.